minutes. This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
For the first time in the 83 years of balloting for the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum, a player has been elected by a unanimous vote. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Mariano Rivera was named in all 425 ballots cast. Rivera told us he was just happy to be in the major leagues.
I was just happy to be in the big leagues and play and give the New York Yankees as many championships that I can do it. You know, so I mean, but this was just beyond my imagination.
Hall of Fame voting also included fellow pitcher Mike Messina, along with the late Roy Halladay and designated hitter third baseman Edgar Martinez. I'm John Clemens.
A winter storm battering the central U.S. and becoming even more intense today, as the National Weather Service says heavy snow is continuing to fall across the Midwest and much of the Great Lakes region. Rain, heavy rain, will be covering much of the Southeast and Mid-Atlantic by late today and tonight. And tonight and tomorrow, there could be urban flooding in cities from New York City up to Boston. And actor Alec Baldwin pleading guilty in his parking assault case in Manhattan this morning. The 60-year-old actor taking a plea deal on a second-degree harassment violation, with tougher attempted assault charges dropped. He was fined $100 and must complete another anger management course by the time he returns to court in March.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on 100 in Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
All right, welcome to our new show here on Hunterdon County Chamber Radio. This is called I Love New Jersey, and I'm Jeannie Murphy, and you know I do. So I just want to give you an update real quick on the weather forecast if you happen to be in our area. Today, chance of light rain mainly after 5 p.m., cloudy with a high about 40 degrees. Rain mainly after 7 p.m. tonight, temperature rising to about 50. Woohoo! And then we're excited to say rain again continues on Thursday, showers mainly between 1 and 4. Could be a heavy at time, temperature up to 52. Chance of showers continuing on Thursday night, partly cloudy, the low around 26. Mostly sunny all day on Friday with a high of 33. And then partly cloudy with a low about 15 Friday night. Mostly sunny all day with a high of 28. And then on Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 19. We're going to just do a real quick commercial break here, and then I'm going to jump into my conversation with my colleague from Weikert Real Estate Agency over in Flemington, New Jersey. And stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is a new show on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I hope you like it. It's called I Love New Jersey. Location, location, location. And it's all about talking with people, like my guest today, about what we love about New Jersey and what we do in New Jersey. So you can see my guest today is Ben Jempel, and he's a colleague of mine from Weikert Real Estate in Flemington, New Jersey. Welcome, Ben.
Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, it's our pleasure. We're so excited. You know, we met in the real estate office and, you know, kind of got to know each other. And I just think he's got a great smile. I want you to know about him if you're out there in the real estate market. So why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about yourself?
Absolutely, yes. I do love New Jersey.
Yay!
I was born in New Brunswick, lived there for about 3 years before my family decided to relocate to Flemington. The only time in my life I've not lived in Flemington, actually, was when I went to college.
Oh, really?
So when I graduated from college up in Hartford, Connecticut, I decided to move back. I lived in Raritan for about a year in an apartment.
Wow.
And then I made my way back to Flemington because I knew I always wanted to start my family here.
Did you go to Hunterdon Central?
Yes, I did. Yep. I graduated in 2003.
Oh, my God. He's a baby. baby. Yes, I went there, too. I'm not going to tell you the year because it would be like, But, okay, so tell us about your family.
My son is almost 18 months.
Aw.
Yep, he's my world.
Congratulations.
Landon. Thank you very much.
Landon is his name? Aw. Yep. 18 months.
Yep, and we have another one expecting. Actually, the due date is a month from yesterday.
So, oh, my goodness.
Adding our second son, Braden, to the mix.
Aw. Oh, that's so cute. See, it's so much fun having guests on. We can find out about them. And this is such a great guy right now. If you're interested in looking for real estate in the area, obviously, he's been around, he says, for a while. His whole life, actually. And now we've got another baby on the way.
Yep. I've called Flemington my home for the last 30 years.
Aw. We love it. Yes, I mean, honestly, what can't you love about Flemington, right?
That's right.
Okay. So tell us a little bit more about yourself. What did you go to school for?
Corporate communications at University of Hartford. So when I went to school, I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. I figured I want to get into some kind of business. So I started taking the finance classes, the marketing classes, and I liked them. But I felt like there was a little bit something missing.
Mm-hmm.
So I started to take some electives. And I started really enjoying the communications courses.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't necessarily see myself with a career path for communication, so I didn't want to lose the business aspect.
Sure.
So I actually got the two deans, the two deans' secretaries, I guess, to put together letters for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I approached them, and I basically designed my own program.
Wow. Yeah,
so if you look at University of Hartford, they don't necessarily have a program called Corporate Communications.
Yeah.
But I was able to design it and major in basically one that I kind of made up myself.
I love it. I've only had one other person on my Talented People radio show over the last 8 years that had the ability to do the same thing in a different way. She was in theological or something. But, I mean, oh, my gosh.
So they were both actually very excited about it.
I bet.
When I brought it to them.
Sure.
They said that it's not something they typically do.
Yeah.
But they were both under the same mindset. They're like, you're basically doubling majoring, but you're not going to call it two separate majors, so they didn't have a problem with it.
Uh-huh. And then you get that much more experience. So then what happened when you came back?
When I came back where?
After you graduated.
Oh, okay. So I worked for an insurance company.
Mm-hmm.
It was a leadership development program. It was supposed to be one of those fast tracks to an executive. Unfortunately, it was going to be a three-year program. After my first year, the program was actually shut down, lack mm-hmm. of funding.
Yeah.
So I was kind of scrambling. You know, I wasn't sure what to do.
Okay.
I just lost my first job, the only real job I had as an adult.
So what year was this?
That was 2008.
Well, that's because 2008 was the year that everybody went through the same thing.
Yeah.
But no, don't feel bad. And I love your story.
Yeah, no, a lot of programs got cut.
That's what happened. Yeah. So we get it. And now, and then, so were you brokenhearted? Did you pick up your bootstrings?
I was. And I approached my dad and I said, you know, if I came up with a real good business plan, you know, because I was broke at the time.
Sure.
Is there anything you could do to financially back me? And he says it'd have to be a really good plan.
So cute.
So I started talking to some of my friends to see what industries they were in, who's having success in what, to try to get some ideas. And I had a friend that was assisting people with mortgages, mortgages that were past due, people that had high interest rates, they couldn't keep up with their bills, and I was interested in it. I mean, I like helping
I'm
people.
I'm totally into it, yes.
I like helping people.
You can tell.
I like the real estate market, obviously.
Yes.
So, you know, he was good at the selling aspect. I said, if I was able to kind of replicate what your company's doing,
mm-hmm.
you know, would you partner with me and do this? And he said, absolutely. So we did that for a little under a year. We did really well. It was just such a trying experience because the banks...
Well, that's the time where the banks weren't giving anything at all. Years of getting, like, you know, approval.
Yeah, they would, you know, you would owe
They were gone.
Yeah. So we decided, you know, there is an industry here, but I was dealing with a lot of people from other various industries, and they all kept saying in my head, you know, you should really be working on the credit card debt, helping people get out of credit card debt, medical debt, things along that lines.
Fascinating.
So from that point, I started a debt settlement company.
Really?
And I have run that now for the past 9 years.
You still have this business?
I do.
Oh, well, now what's the name of that business?
Reliance One Relief.
All right. So let's – okay. We have 3 minutes before we go to a break. I want everybody to know again, this is a new show on 100 in Chamber Radio. It's called I Love New Jersey, and we do. And I'm Jeannie Murphy. I host this show as well as Talented People from 3 to 4 on Wednesdays. Hope you'll tune in for my afternoon show today. And my guest again today is Ben Jampel, and he's an associate real estate agent from Weikert in Flemington. So what we're going to do is go to our first break over here. And then we get back. I'm sorry. You're going to have to explain this credit thing to me because I'm dying to understand how those systems work. I don't get it. I know you'll be interested in that, too. And then we're going to talk about real estate. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, 100inChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
All right, welcome back to our show. This is a new show on 100 in Chamber Radio. It's called I Love New Jersey because I know that you feel it out there, especially if you're watching my Facebook stream live because I know that that's why you're following along with me and that's why I love you. So my guest again today, his name is Ben Jampel, and he's a colleague of mine from the Weikert Flemington office for real estate. And he was talking before the break about a little bit about himself. He's a father, 18-month-old, and then he's got a little son, another one on the way in about a month, he said?
Yes.
1 month yesterday. Mm-hmm. And then your wife, what's her name?
Caitlin.
I can't wait to meet her. All right. In his journey, he was telling us about how he's been a 30-year resident of 100 County, Flemington, went to 100 Central, left, went to school, got back, and then he was going through the 2008 thing. I love the leadership thing. I'm thinking about how enterprising you are. And now work for insurance, and then he ended up with his own business in a credit card. What is it called?
Debt restructure.
Okay. I always love this stuff. All right. So tell us what it is. What's the company name again?
Reliance One.
Reliance One. Don't forget. So he's got this thing, and he also has a real estate license, and he services like the whole state of New Jersey, Hunterdon County particularly. Go ahead. Tell us about this debt thing.
Okay. So our average client comes to us.
They come to you.
They come to us with credit card debt.
Okay.
Medical debt, private student loans, which is only about 5 to 7% of all the outstanding student loans are private. Most are federally backed.
Huh.
and sometimes a deficiency balance if they've had a car repossessed and then there was still a little bit owed. And we're able to negotiate for them. We have them make payments into an escrow account in their name.
Okay.
And then when they accrue their funds, we're actually able to take their funds and bulk settlement with other clients that have the same creditors. So we'll take Jeannie and we'll take Bob, who both owe American Express. We'll take put your money together, and it'll give us buying power.
Leverage.
Yes.
I'm fascinated by this because I've never understood any of it. Go ahead. Keep talking. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not for someone that's able to pay their credit card bills on time. You know, mm-hmm. It's not for someone that's just looking to save money on it, but they're able to pay it. It's for someone that has no end in sight.
And they do help.
Yes.
You can help.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I'm trying to bridge this over to, like, okay, this is your business, and you have people coming to you. Mm-hmm. And I'm just picturing in my head that this would be a perfect place for that you could actually help counsel these people, and then they can restore their credit and then buy a house.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah. But funny enough, we actually don't, as odd as this sounds, we don't service New Jersey.
Really?
Yeah, there's about 13 states in the country that we don't do business in, New
okay.
Jersey being one of them.
Why?
Regulations.
Okay. No, I love
yeah,
it.
Regulations yeah. where they capped how much you can charge and when you can charge it.
Okay.
We do a performance model, so we don't take any fees up front. We're not charging the client anything until we're able to settle that account.
How fun.
But in New Jersey, the dollar amounts that you're able to charge, it wouldn't be a business. I wouldn't be able to pay a yeah. sales rep, yet alone
right.
try to have a business over,
right.
unfortunately.
So how do you get your business outside of the state?
We do a lot of different mailers, online marketing. We like the phones to ring to us, though.
Sure.
There's no cold calling done.
Wow.
None cold calling whatsoever.
We
do send mailers out
yeah.
And other advertisements online, but then we wait for them to call us. If they don't call us, they'll never be contacted by us.
I love it. I love the whole idea of it. I think that's so great. So then you've got this successful business going, or you
yeah,
people are calling you.
Yeah, it's been going on for a while.
Yeah.
I've had the same four or five guys working for me for the entire time.
Wow.
They all originated in Flemington. Now they're
really?
All over the country telecommuting.
Wow.
And it's really running itself.
Yay.
So I started to,
congratulations.
For the first time in my adult life, realized I have a little bit of time on my hands.
And you're so young.
Yeah, and I wanted to fill up that time. So that's really what made me decide to sit for my license.
So when did you get your license?
The summer of last year.
Okay. So you got your real estate license yes. the summer of last year, 2018?
18.
Okay. And so then tell us all about that. Like, how's it going?
Sure. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Mm-hmm. You know, I've enjoyed running my companies.
Yeah.
But I can't always say I loved my day-to-day. My dad actually asked me a few months ago. He said, is this job, meaning real estate, is this the first job you've actually enjoyed? Mm-hmm. And I paused. I said, what do you mean? He's like, well, just think about it. Is this the first job you've enjoyed? Not have you been successful. Have you enjoyed?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about it. I said, yeah, actually. You know, I've had success, so I've enjoyed success.
Yeah.
But I can't say I ever necessarily enjoyed the day-to-day.
I'm on your channel. I've got the same thing. Everybody knows my Talented People show, my business partner, Colleen Kelly. We have our media company. We have our public relations. Mm-hmm. I represent all kinds of authors.
Sure.
I love promoting them. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, wait a second. I love selling people. I can sell houses.
Mm-hmm.
And I like selling houses. Sure. And to your point, isn't it just so much fun? Like, tell us a story of just how much fun it is for you and why you enjoy it so much. Because I know I can share with that. It's
absolutely.
Just so much fun.
Yeah. I mean, just one person that I'm – one of my good friends, actually, from high school. Him and his wife just got married last summer.
Aww.
And now they're looking for their first forever home.
Aww.
And we haven't found it yet. We're still looking. But I'm just enjoying it so much, just seeing the interaction between someone that I lost touch with a little bit.
Yep.
But, you know, now we're back in each other's lives, and I'm going to be a part of their life
right.
forever. You know, I'm going to sell yes. them this home, and this is the home that they decide to raise their family with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's important to me.
I love it. I had my real estate license in Hunterdon County, and I serviced the state of New Jersey about, I'm going to say, like 25 years ago for like 10 years.
Okay.
And I was about your age, and I basically remember talking to my uncle. And he came up to me and said, you know, Jeannie, you picked the right time to be in real estate because all your friends are getting married And then they're going to have babies and need a bigger house. And then they're going to move into another house. And they're going to retire later. And I don't know. And I literally can't tell you how true that was. It was so true.
Well, that's my thought process, yeah, too. I'm hoping that my friends,
yes,
are...
Oh, they will.
Some of my friends already have, yes, houses. The ones that don't, I'm hoping...
Let me tell you a story.
Come to me for those.
Can I tell you a quick one? Yes, I'm going to tell you a funny story. Okay. And you guys out there, you just need to know. This is... I love New Jersey radio, guys. So if you've got someone who wants to talk about how much they love New Jersey, get in touch with me, Jeannie Murphy. My guest again is Ben Jampel, and he's a colleague over at Weikert Flemington. He sells real estate. Okay, quick story, so funny, about the way things happen. So I was at my own open house, selling my own house, mm-hmm, back in the blah, 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 90s. And I had color on my hair and a glass of wine, which is my trademark, with my best friend Colleen, before our businesses, selling my house, letting people walk through because it was my house. Sure. So, and all of a sudden, this guy and his wife came in. And I know he's probably watching this because we're friends on Facebook. And anyway, he walks in and he basically sits down. They say, we want to buy the house. So I'm like cheerleading, woohoo, dual agent. I'm going to have both sales. This is great. And then they left and I was so excited. And then they fell apart in attorney review. Turn around, call me back and said, hey, I would just like you guys. They called me and said, I would like you to help us find a house. We don't want to buy a townhouse because we don't want to have to pay the maintenance fees. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I go over, show them a house. And they buy a house. I'm not joking. 3 months later, they got divorced. She asked me to list. They had to list the house. She wanted me to help her buy a house. He wanted me to help him buy a condo. By the time it was all over, within the total of 2 years, I had 11 transactions just because of this one adorable couple who, to this day, are still, like I said, friends on Facebook, sending me Christmas cards. My life, it was so much joy because
like
even,
really
though,
good friends.
Even though, and I never met him before, but even though they got divorced, the way that their lives both went as the years unfolded, it was just so much joy. Like, and especially like you're talking about when you're going to help your friends. I mean, I could just picture it. And one of your friends will go to a wedding with all your other friends, and then all your other friends and their friends are going to want to talk to you.
Yep.
And it's fun. Yeah. Yeah, you hope so. Yeah. But it really is. Like, we were talking before about, like, tell everybody about the state of, you know, the real estate market as you see it right now in January 2019.
Sure. Well, December, there wasn't a lot of listings that came on the market.
Mm-hmm.
But there were still buyers. You know, every weekend when I'm doing an open house, there's a lot of foot traffic coming through.
Unbelievable.
And that's continued into January also. Mm-hmm. So what we're seeing is, I think, a backlog of buyers that, mm-hmm, thought they would be in houses maybe before the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're really eager to get in because we're in the heart of winter.
Yeah.
But on the same hand, the sellers don't necessarily want to list their house in the middle of winter. A lot of them are trying to wait till the spring.
Right.
Typically, it's a better time to
list.
I'm
doing the same thing with my mother in the Poconos.
Right.
We don't want a picture with a bunch of snow.
Right. We're at that impasse.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a really good time, actually, to put your house on your market.
Yeah, I'm actually taking that back to my mother. If you heard that, what he's saying is that a lot of people hesitate to put their house up in the winter for sale because basically they know that, you know, it's going to look like that in the photographs and people they don't think are buying. And because of the fact that everybody's doing that, now's the time to list.
Yeah, the inventory's low right now.
The inventory's low. And so if you've got a house that you are considering holding off for the spring at, don't do that. Get in touch with Brian or me at the same Weikert office in Flemington. Now go ahead and tell about the buyer situations too. Like I see them as well at the open houses.
Yeah, the buyers seem to be getting more and more anxious, I guess I would say,
yeah,
as the winter goes on.
Yeah,
because they're seeing no new houses are coming on the market.
Right.
So they're, you know, really looking at the same houses multiple times now.
Right.
That can get frustrating for people.
It is frustrating. 2 points. One is that people who are watching this who love New Jersey are probably like saying, how is that possible? Like when we're driving around, it seems like you see signs everywhere for people selling. But the truth of the matter is buyers want a certain thing that's their home, right? So even though you see a lot of signs and you see a lot of things that appear to be for sale, the truth is it's really hard to find a house for a lot of buyers.
Yeah. May have been on the market for extended periods of time. They may have certain issues that have made it so their house isn't desirable to people, or it may just be overpriced.
Overpriced.
That's why it's sitting there.
Yeah. And I believe in like the universe. So I believe that when people are ready to actually find the house will be provided.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
One thing I was going to say about, which I think you'll totally get into this part of the conversation, is about, okay, new buyers, especially because of your credit agency and so on. A lot of times, what I noticed actually recently in the last couple of weeks at open houses, is that the buyers are coming in And they have, everybody knows, you know how it is. When you're going to do something, you're checking out the house. You don't want to look at a real estate agent because you don't want to be hounded down. And you just want to be alone and decide if you like the house in the first place. And then you don't want to be jumped on, sure, right? But a lot of times when they come in the door, they're totally welcoming to finding out more about the industry and why a real estate agent is so important.
Yes.
You want to talk about that? Because
Absolutely. I've bought... homes in the past before I became a real estate agent.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be the first to admit that I took it for granted what the real estate agent that was working with me did. Because, you know, I thought, okay, I found the house. I said, I want to look at this house. And I said how much I want to offer. And then I showed up at closing and it was done. It's not so easy.
Yeah. Talk about that. It's great. Yeah, absolutely. I always say it's kind of like, You don't go and do your own heart surgery. You know, you don't have your own, you're not an attorney for yourself. You need an agent.
Correct.
In order to just take care. Talk about what you do when you're helping out a customer.
Sure. Which customers? On the buyer or seller?
If you're representing, start with the buyer, and then sure, we'll talk about the seller.
Sure. Well, for the buyer, first and foremost, it's really important to know your purchasing power.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing I always tell them, if they haven't sat with a mortgage advisor, I put them in touch with Ed. He's our mortgage advisor at Weikert.
Mm-hmm.
And he's able to tell them exactly what their options are. Because there's nothing worse than saying, you know, let's go look at houses. We find a house, it's $300,000. It's my dream home. You go back and you're not approved for that loan. You're approved for a $250,000 loan.
Right.
With your finances. And,
right,
you know, that's a tough pill to swallow.
Yeah.
Because now you're looking at the $250,000 range, and there's beautiful homes out there, but it's not that $300,000 home that you had your heart set on.
Right.
So it's very, very important to know what you can afford.
Right.
And I'm not the expert at that. You know, you're not the expert at that. They're not the expert at that. They have to sit down with a mortgage advisor.
Right.
To get a pre-qualification.
Yeah. And it's amazing what they're offering at this point.
Absolutely.
I'm like completely amazed at how it has changed.
Mm-hmm.
So to the point, if you were around in 2008, you tried to get a refinance, tried to do anything, there was no chance. But it is all changed now.
Yeah.
Isn't it kind of exciting?
Yeah. Interest rates had hit a historical low.
Mm-hmm.
They were raised three times last year. They thought they were going to be raised this year, but now I'm hearing that they may not have to raise them as many times this year, which would be nice.
Oh, yeah.
But historically speaking, this is extremely low.
Half as much as what they said the other day.
In the 70s and 80s, double digits were commonplace.
That was normal. We had that. Yeah. Oh, my God.
And now interest rates are still sitting right around 5%.
And people out there, if you understand what we're talking about when it comes to trying to buy a home and interest rates, or if you're trying to sell a home, what happens is that the interest rate affects so much the ability of how much a person can afford to buy. So basically, when interest rates go up, you cannot qualify for as much money as when they stay like where they are now, or even go down, whatever, depending on the marketplace. So when you hear that interest rates are probably going to go up, you know, call a bank or mortgage guy. Ed in the office is great. I also have my all awesome guy, Matt Weber, my guy, and Ed. They're both going to be on the show. But anyway. Yeah, I think it's so important because you have to be pre-qualified.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the first step. So if you actually can just kind of get yourself to talk to a mortgage banker, they'll be confidential. You get all the information. And now you're armed with the information on what you can afford.
Mm-hmm.
And then go to the real estate agent.
And also, you know, say you don't want to do that, right? No, I know I'll get approved. Even if you do know you get approved, say you find your dream home. Well, mm-hmm. Guess what? We can't make that offer until you now have gotten approved.
That's right.
If someone else saw that home the first day it was on the market with you,
yeah,
and they have their pre-approval in place, by the time we get you your pre-approval, the house may be under contract.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Gotta get that done first.
100%.
And so then, okay, so let's go through the process. Say someone's walking into an open house with you, and then you talk to them about getting pre-approval, mm-hmm. and you refer them to your agent, Ed, at Weikert in Flemington, and then he qualifies, gets them pre-approved.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're armed with what they need,
yep,
to make a decision when they're ready.
Yes.
And so then what do you do?
I like to do a little interview process.
Okay.
Either come into the office, I'll go to their home, which, you know, whatever's more convenient.
Mm-hmm.
And I find out, you know, why do you want to move? What, you know, what are the must-haves? What are the things you absolutely cannot live if it does have? And then, you know, things that are less important, but I kind of make a list of most important to least important.
Nice.
And I start, obviously, by showing them all the ones that fit, you know, at the top of the bracket.
Yeah, yeah. And then?
And then we start to see some homes.
So tell us about what you do. Like you were talking about how important that you get, you kind of like having an agent to, as a buyer representation, to be able to handle the offer and everything. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the offer, that's something I enjoy the most. Mm-hmm. You know, I've always liked to negotiate. And a lot of things that people don't realize is asking price is not a sales price. It's exactly mm-hmm. what it is. It's an asking price. It's a start of a negotiation. Mm-hmm. So I tell my clients, you know, if your max budget is $300,000, there's no reason that we can't look at homes that are $310,000, $320,000. If they've been on the market longer, we'll go a little bit higher. So, you know, I'm able to show some of my clients homes that if they were on their own, they would never have even thought about looking at because they didn't think they could afford it.
Right.
When I'm looking at trends, I'm looking at comps, I'm doing a comparative analysis of the
neighborhood. Very, very impressive.
So, you know, I can't guarantee a client that if we're looking at $320,000, they'll come down
why
to
$300,000.
But I can say that there's a good chance that
they
have a lot of room to negotiate for this one.
Good one. Love it. So then, like you say, you enjoy the negotiation of it. So then you pitch on behalf of your client to the agent of the seller.
Yes, and I give a full offer each time. Mm-hmm. So obviously I'm going to verbally give it to the colleague over the phone. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to write up a full contract each time. I'm going to send that over with all the forms filled out. So if it can be accepted, we have a deal. Mm-hmm. If it's not accepted, they have a very easy way of countering just by changing a number.
And what about like the cost to the buyer?
Oh, the cost of the buyer, there's no cost.
So what does that mean exactly?
You know, the buyer itself isn't paying the real estate agent anything. Mm-hmm. The real estate commission comes from the seller's end.
I think it's really important, in case you don't know about this, because I know a lot of people on social media, especially, and listening to this show, are in that transition period. Some people are kind of getting to the point where their mortgages are paid off because they're friends with me and we're at the 30-year deal, and then they want to sell, downsize, or if they're coming into the place where they're like you and they want to start to buy, they need to understand that the buyer doesn't pay anything on this. The seller does. So.
Absolutely. So you're doing yourself a real disservice not having an agent.
And not looking for a house.
There's a completely different reasons that you're doing yourself a disservice not having an agent on the selling side, but on the buyer side, you're not paying anything for the services.
And I'm telling you right now, okay, this is why the show is called I Love New Jersey. People out there don't even realize how gorgeous New Jersey is. Hunterdon County is it, okay? That's all I can say. It's location, location, location. Halfway between New York City and Philadelphia is where we're located right here in our Weichert office with Ben Jampel. And anyway, it just makes me crazy when people rent, and especially those who are at the age right now that are able, they have a job, they're married or they're together with someone that they're both got joint income, great professional life, and instead of going to get qualified to buy a house, they're paying $2,000 a month rent, and they don't think they can afford it.
Yeah, I tell my friends all the time, pay towards your equity, not your landlord's.
Exactly. And holy moly, it's just such a great thing. It's such a great way to start off, you know, your life, and it's so much easier to get done. It only takes a day or two to get qualified.
It's a painless process.
It is. And then you don't even have to pay for the real estate agent and the services. So go from there. Okay, so now you got it to the point where the buyer's gotten qualified, you've made the offer, and now they're in attorney review, which they, you know, it's like part of the process, 3 days waiting.
I recommended attorneys that we work well with.
Right.
Obviously, if the client has an attorney that they already want to work with, that's absolutely fine. Mm-hmm. But then I'm going to also make recommendations about title companies, which Weichert has a fantastic title company.
Yeah.
That's why we're able to do everything all under one roof
as
a slogan.
That's the new brand, yep.
But we're also able to, you know, pick out the inspectors that are appropriate because
you want to have an inspection.
Oh, you absolutely want to have an inspection.
You were talking about how you just figured you picked the house out on Zillow. You knew how much you wanted to pay for it, and you just underestimated the services of this organizing a real estate agent to put it all together for you and make sure that the buyer that you actually get the deal done.
So once you have the inspection done, the inspection report, you know, comes to the client directly. I always tell my clients, as soon as you get it, please, you know, copy me on it and then give me a call and we'll go through it.
Right.
Because it's very overwhelming.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if that's one thing that people don't understand. If you don't have an agent to help you through it, that person's job is to point out every little minute flaw in the house.
Right.
And being realistic, the seller is not going to change every little minute thing because you saw
that. And the buyers, if they don't, and you read, I'm just adding to it as an example, is like an inspection report that comes back, it will say something like in the this pile high. Thank God, because you pay for it to know that information. Yes. But it'll say things like reverse polarities, and you kind of feel like you're overwhelmed. And what does that mean? Oh my God, it's like, you know, termites, and all. It's a simple change of the way that the plug is plugged in or whatever. But you need to know this stuff. It goes down easy, and then it's your job to go back and make that work with the seller.
I like to highlight, you know, a few things that I say this is major.
Yeah.
Basically, did we know about this when we walked through the house?
Right.
If it's something we did not know when we walked through the house and it has substantial money, that's very important.
Absolutely.
Because if we see something, mm-hmm. I'm talking to the client, we're building that issue into our price that we're negotiating.
Absolutely.
That's how I try to explain it to my clients.
Nice. You got to go.
I really like to look for the things we didn't know when we walked through
the house. So then when you get to the point, so you've not only negotiated the sale price with the seller and the buyer, but then you have to negotiate the remediation of any kind of problem that has going on.
There's different ways to do that. You can have the remediation. You mm-hmm. can get a credit where mm-hmm. you're going to remediate yourself. Mm-hmm. I've even seen it where people didn't have the money mm-hmm. To kick in. So they said, well, we could leave our lawnmower, you know, as a $500 credit.
Fun conversation, isn't it? That's very creative. I'm loving this.
You can get for
very
your client,
impressive.
Anything you can get for your client at the end of the day is something that they gain.
Love it. That is great. Okay, yeah. So, like, they can't fix it, but you'll get their, like, beautiful zero-turn mower.
Yeah, yes.
I'm loving that.
I may have gotten a zero-turn mower thrown in when I bought my home.
I love it. I love it. All right. So, anyway, then finally we get to the closing, and then you get to go walk through and then make sure it's all buttoned up. And then congratulations to your friends.
Yes, and I'm a good second set of eyes because that walkthrough, some people breeze through it. It's, you know.
Just they just
dotting
want the house.
The I, crossing
just, yeah,
the
they
T,
just want
but,
the
no,
house.
Let's
yeah.
make sure.
Where's the garage door opener?
There's little things that can go unnoticed, mm-hmm. and it may not be costly, but it can be a pain.
Yeah.
Someone walks away with a garage door opener.
Yeah.
Is it a big expense? No. But is that how you want to be welcome to your new forever home?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
So now that it's just such an experience of joy. It's just so much fun, especially for the new first time owners. I mm-hmm. love that. So what about So switch gears all over. We have about 7 minutes to talk about it from a seller's perspective. If you were going to go and actually list my house for sale,
sure. I'm going to come in. I'm going to do a complete tour of your house.
Okay.
I'm going to ask one question that a lot of other realtors aren't going to ask because they don't think it's important or necessarily care. But I'm going to ask what made you buy this home.
Aww.
I want to look at it from your perspective to see what makes this home special to you because you decided however many years ago that this was the best home that you could afford and buy for your family. I want to be able to get that same mindset for the right buyer.
I love it. So, and it's got to be good for you because you feel the passion of the person and it actually will help you market it because you're feeling the energy.
Yep. And then I go all around the mm-hmm. home inside and out on the property. I'm asking questions. I'm taking notes. And then, you know, I'm going to come back with a recommendation of what the price is.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a cost analysis of everything in the neighborhood and the surrounding neighborhoods that have sold and come back with a plan of what we should list the price at.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about some of the services that Weichert has for those who are selling their houses, like the way that it ties in so they understand Zillow and all that.
We have moving services.
Okay.
We have title insurance.
Mm-hmm.
We have homeowners insurance.
Okay.
We have a lot all under one roof.
Yes. And you also so when it comes to marketing the listing, like if I were to let you take my home and try to sell it,
yes.
You're my real estate agent, I'm the seller.
Yep.
What are you going to do to try – so I don't have to worry about everybody else getting in front of my house.
Well,
I want my house sold, and that's your job.
You got lucky because you picked me.
Yeah, I can see that.
And I'm – you know, I have a good marketing background.
Yep.
I've been the only person doing the marketing for my business for the last 9 years.
Very nice.
And I'm in a unique position.
I love the story of your journey here. It's
my career.
Perfect.
So I want to show off my marketing abilities with your home. That's my approach. So there's really...
I'm sold! And I wasn't even going to sell my house!
There's nothing that's possible to do marketing-wise that I won't do for a client.
Okay.
Which more, you know, someone that's been in the industry for 20 or 30 years, they're not going to probably want to spend the amount that I'm willing to spend on the marketing mm-hmm. only because they have a huge book of business already. They don't need to.
Right.
So I'm going to send mailers out to at least 1,000 homes.
Wow.
I'm going to...
That's pretty great.
I'm going to email every single realtor in the state of New Jersey.
Really?
And I'm going to invite them to a broker's open.
Wow.
I'm going to hold a weekly open house
nice.
Until your home sells.
Wow.
If I can't personally be there, I'll have one of my one of my colleagues.
You're going to sell your house, making sure that you know who he is again. Ben Champel from Weikert Flemington, talking about the services he does for buyers and sellers in the real estate market. Go ahead.
Yeah. Very high.
You can feel the energy.
Yeah. High-end photography, including drone photography.
What?
We bring in a Matterport.
Wow.
Matterport. They walk through the house photographing every room, and then it's actually a digital map that you're able to pull yourself through the home and to look at fine details to the point of, I want to look at that crown molding in the top of the kitchen. You're actually able to zoom in and see that.
Nice.
I'm able to, if the house isn't occupied right now, mm-hmm. I do something called virtual staging, where I'm actually willing to pay the premium to put the appearance of what the furniture is going to look like in the home, which if you have a large home and there's not furniture in it, sometimes it's really hard to see, you know, what that home is going to be. And typically what other agents will do is they will recommend staging, mm-hmm. But that's on the seller's dime.
Yeah.
The agent's not going to be picking that up, you know, so that's a service that I offer to all my clients.
And now, is that a virtual, like, is it a digital?
It's physical? All digital.
Like, you don't really have the furniture come in.
No,
it's just
absolutely
you show
not.
People what
exactly.
It looks like.
It gives a representation of how you can use this room.
Yeah, I love it. And then also heard yesterday that if you are not living in your house and it's vacant when you're selling, mm-hmm. you need a special kind of insurance or something.
Yeah, if it's more than 30 days. If the home's vacant for more than 30 days.
I have my dictionary person here. He knows everything about all of it right now. I'm so happy you're here.
Or if it's no longer your primary residence.
Okay, good. Not to interrupt. So basically, explain a little bit about when some seller says to you, I want to be on Zillow. I want to be like everybody else. Does Weikert have the ability to make sure that
absolutely.
All that's done?
Yeah,
right?
You can't name a website that has anything to do with real estate and selling real estate that your home will not be on.
And I did see a training thing on Weikert saying that they're really like one of the top, if not the top real estate agency along the whole entire Northeast corridor.
It's the whole East Coast, actually.
Yeah, okay. Yep.
The whole East Coast. They have the best online presence.
Yeah, so it's go to the right place with the right people. Okay.
And their marketing, they spend over $10 million a year on online advertisement.
You've been paying attention.
Yeah. And that,
I love the facts.
That helps us as agents.
Yeah.
But it also is getting your home in front of a lot more buyers.
And so then all of a sudden the buyers come along and then the sellers and the buyers, and then you can just go in reverse and you are the recipient of the offer. And then you help to guide the seller on what you think.
Right.
Go ahead.
It depends. Now, I'm always going to recommend to my client what they should list it at. Mm-hmm. The end of the day, it's not up to me. It's up to my client to mm-hmm. decide. It's their home. It's not mine.
Okay.
So if my client listened to me, mm-hmm. And the offer comes in a lot lower than anticipated, then it's probably I'm going to recommend, again, it's up to them.
Right.
I recommend always answering and always countering. Counter doesn't mean you have to come way down or out of your comfort zone. A counter can be $1,000 less.
Right.
But it's keeping
Keep
the negotiation
the ball in the air,
going.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Love it. All right. So we're going to go to our last break here on I love New Jersey. This is so much fun. I'm loving this radio show. I hope you are too. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Again, my guest is a Weikert realtor from Flemington, New Jersey, and a resident of Hunterdon County, and went to his school at Hunterdon Central 30 years, and a father of an 18-month-old and a new baby on the way. So we're going to go to our break real quick, and then we're going to come back for the closing of our conversation on all about Ben.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
The traffic is stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. 100 in Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun. She's cute. All right, so this is the new show. I love New Jersey, right? Location, location, location. Where we are streaming from is the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce office and the radio station, which is halfway between New York and Philadelphia. And that's where we're stomping ground is Hunterdon County. And it's absolutely extraordinarily beautiful, and no one even knows about it. So if you're out there and you want to share this video, please do with your friends and family. If you know anybody that's looking to move into the area and wants to be handheld by the most qualified real estate agent I think I've talked to in quite a long time, Ben Gempel from the Weichert office in Flemington, just get in touch, because basically the enthusiasm, the wisdom, the information of all your years that have brought you exactly to where you are now is just a lot of fun. It's got all the angles covered.
I appreciate that, Jeannie.
I mean it. It's like, oh, I love this. I love having a conversation. I do the Talented People show 3 to 4 on Wednesdays. I'm going to have you back on that one. But it's just kind of fun because we get to know like the behind the scenes. I love knowing more about the people and what they do. Sure. And the expertise of people. Like even yesterday, it was so funny. Tell us about when I read that piece of paper, the office manager read about you doing the mock trial thing.
Oh, sure. So
this is cute.
In college, it was during the same period where I was taking communications classes, business classes. I also took some law classes.
Oh. That goes right back into your current day.
So I'm sitting there, and my professor, I can't remember what the conversation was, but she gave some kind of statistic about crime in America, and it didn't sit right with me. So I raised my hand, and I said, that doesn't sound right, and this is the reason why X, Y, and Z. She says, okay. She goes, how about this? Go home, research it, come back tomorrow, stand in front of the class, and explain why. I said, okay. All right. So I went home. I did the research. I said, yeah, I know I'm right on this. So I went back and I did it. And, I felt good saying it. And she goes, okay, can I see you after class? I said, sure. She goes, I want to make a deal. I said, okay. She goes, the part of this class you're not going to like is the homework. I said, what is it? She's like, it's just a lot of writing. It's very monotonous. She's like, I just kind of have to have you do it. She's like, what if you don't have to do it? I was like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
She's like, I coach the mock trial team. I said, I have no idea what that is.
I don't know what that is
either. So it's like a fake courtroom.
Love it.
You get a 150-page document explaining the case.
Okay.
And then you have the attorneys, three attorneys on one side, three attorneys on the other, prosecution versus defense, and you have all the witnesses. And then basically,
you got to play what part?
I played a lot of different parts.
Really?
Over the years. I was attorneys on both sides.
Nice.
And I was witnesses that for a broad range, anything from I played a governor to a street criminal.
What a cool thing.
In between.
That's so cool.
I said, that sounds fun. I said, I can't promise you that I can commit to this. I said, but I can promise you I'll come to a meeting and then we can talk about it after that. And I went to the meeting and I absolutely fell in love with it. So I never did law homework again. And
there's a little acting in there.
Yes.
there's experience of actually presenting the case mm-hmm. and defending the case and doing all the things you did. So how did you get graded? Did people watch the mock trial and vote on you or something?
Yeah.
Isn't that fun?
Real judges come in.
Real judges.
Yeah. They're not always able to have a judge presiding in every room, so sometimes it's attorneys from the area. But it's people that know courtroom procedures because you have to know your objections. Yeah. You have to know all the arguments.
Yeah.
Did you
ever see that movie Rainmaker?
Rain Man?
Rainmaker?
No.
It's a lawsuit about some lady from like Tennessee or Virginia that wins against the insurance companies or something. It was like so cool. But anyway, it was his first and only trial or something like that that he won.
So I ended up doing it for 3 years.
That's so cool. Yeah.
And then even after graduation, I came back twice to help coach. I was in New Jersey. They were in Connecticut. So I was not a full-time coach. But I went to a few of their meets, help them prep before or after. And I may have joined one after I was graduated as a witness with short notice.
That is so cool. I love that story. So then, so you've got a couple of minutes. I want you to make sure you tell everybody out there anything you want them to know about you, about real estate, about selling or buying. What's on your mind as a closing?
Well, the reason I'm in this industry is I've always had, a lot of passions, first and foremost, helping people.
Uh-huh.
And some people think of this as a sales job, and I'm not a salesman. I've owned a company that does sales, but I'm not the one selling. Mm-hmm. And I tell people, this isn't a sales job. I mean, maybe me selling myself to a client, in a way. No one's selling a home to someone that doesn't want to buy that house.
Right.
Okay. Good point. There's no pressure tactics or anything like that. You're facilitating.
That's so funny.
You're showing them, making recommendations.
Very cool clarification in that. Say it again slow.
Yeah. It's not sales.
Yeah. But what you said the way you said, no one's forcing someone to buy something they don't want to buy because that is absolutely the truth.
A $10 item, you might be able to convince someone to do. $20, $100. When it's hundreds of thousands of dollars, they're going to like the house or they're not.
Yeah. And they're either looking for a house that they want to buy, that they want to live in to make a home or not.
If you ever feel like a real estate agent is trying to sell you that home,
run for your life.
Yeah. They should be facilitating it, answering any questions you have, pointing out the great features of the home.
Yeah.
But that's it. There shouldn't be sale because if that home's not right for you, it's right for someone else.
Absolutely.
And there's no reason to ever put someone in a home that's not right for
them. Never buy a home ever that you don't absolutely love, for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. If you're not sure,
don't
wait.
Yeah.
Wait until you are sure or until one pops on the market.
And when you know. It's like true love. When you know love,
My wife and I thought that we found the house we loved.
Okay.
And then something problematic came up in inspection.
Okay.
And, we were both upset about it.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a conversation, and she wasn't as okay with letting go of it as I was.
Uh-huh.
But thankfully, we did. And the house that we ended up finding 2 months later and making an offer that was accepted on, that's our forever home. And we're much happier here than we would have been there.
I tell her,
everything happened for a reason.
I love it. That's my whole mantra, whatever you want to call it. I completely believe it. Everything happens for a reason.
Yep.
That's right. And sometimes when they fall apart, it's the best thing to ever happen, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it didn't fall apart, I'm sure I would still like my house, but I know for a fact it wouldn't be close to as nice, and we've made some really nice friends in the neighborhood.
Where is the neighborhood?
Copper Penny Estates.
Oh, how cute. Nice. And what about, how did you meet your wife?
She actually is younger sisters with a friend of mine from high school. I went to high school and grade school, actually, with her.
How sweet.
Since elementary school.
Wow.
My wife's a little bit younger than me, so I didn't know her during school, but... her sister, thankfully, was nice enough to introduce us.
That's too cute. Sorry, I just love it. All right, you got one more minute left. What else would you like everybody to know?
Tell
them how to get in touch with you.
Yes. The easiest way is my cell phone.
Okay.
It's 908-627-2880. Mm-hmm. Call or text. If you want to email me, it's bjampel, that's JAMPEL at Weikert.com, and I'd be happy to answer any questions you have. You don't have to jump into anything. If it's just, what do you think my house would sell for? I like conversations like that. I'll do a full analysis for you, and I'll let you know. So you can have the facts presented to you, and you can make a decision then when it's right for you.
And I want you to know, again, that Ben is an agent with, obviously, Weikert, Flemington, New Jersey. And when you call to the office, make sure you ask for him by name.
Please.
If you're watching this show. And, again, if you don't mind, if you could share it along. If you know somebody looking to sell, buy, don't forget. Everybody knows someone who's either having a baby, getting married, moving out of state, or maybe getting a new job and looking to get out of an apartment and buy into a home or something. So we're here for you. I'm Jeannie Murphy. I love New Jersey, and so does Ben, and so does Weikert, Flemington. So keep in touch. I'll be back at 3 o'clock for Talented People, and I hope you enjoyed the show. Thank you, Ben, for being here.
Thank you so much, Jeannie.
All right, you guys have a great day.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on 100 in Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I thank the speaker asking not to have the State of the Union. Just playing politics.
That's Speaker Nancy Pelosi's Republican counterpart in the House, Republican leader Kevin McCarthy.
I think we are better than that. I know the country is better than that.
McCarthy saying the speech should be delivered where it always has been, in the House chambers. Pelosi has asked President Trump to postpone the speech that's set for January 29th because of the shutdown. The White House says it's making alternate arrangements, but the speech will be delivered. An arrest has been made in the case of an incapacitated woman who gave birth last month at a long-term health care facility near Phoenix, Arizona. Investigators arresting 36-year-old Nathan Sutherland, a licensed practical nurse, who was part of the care team for the woman who gave birth on December 29th. This is USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
As the partial federal government shutdown continues, FBI officials are saying a lack of money is compromising some major investigations. Top Coast Guard officials are expressing dismay that their personnel are not being paid. And though Democrats are sure to make sure they don't pass, the White House is still pushing the Senate to act on the president's proposal that could end the shutdown. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says,
the plan that the president laid out has come from a number of meetings that the president's had with both Republicans
Republicans and Democrats. The plan includes things that Democrats have specifically said they wanted to see, things we know that they want.
Los Angeles public school teachers going back to the classrooms today, ending a strike after an overwhelming approval of the agreement it reached with the school district. The teachers get a 3% raise this year and a 3% retroactive pay hike. Meanwhile, teachers in Denver have overwhelmingly approved a strike that could happen as soon as Monday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
General Motors admitting it does have a problem brewing at its Toledo, Ohio plant, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Two federal lawsuits have been filed accusing the automaker of ignoring severe racial harassment. The company says it's now urgently working to identify which of its employees turned the Toledo plant into a hateful, racist place. African-American workers alleged they were routinely disparaged, not only with the repeated use of the N-word, but also with nooses, swastikas, and whites-only graffiti on the bathroom doors. GM's admission comes after months of sidestepping claims from 11 black workers. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A winter storm that's been battering the central U.S. today expected to become only stronger as the National Weather Service says heavy snow will continue to fall on the Midwest and Great Lakes, while heavy rain will then spread into most of the Southeast and Mid-Atlantic. Some urban flooding possible in cities including New York and Boston, and then brutal cold temperatures are expected to follow. And it's really starting to look like the Super Bowl inside Atlanta's Mercedes-Benz Stadium. The two end zones have been painted with the names of the Patriots and the Rams. The team logos spread throughout. The NFL considering playing the game on February 3rd with the roof open, though, of course, that will depend on the weather. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.